This is the Health and Lifestyle Report. In the not-so-distant past, most people thought that when a woman reached her 40s, it was too late for her to have children. The time on her biological clock had run out. Well, that has changed. These days, some women are resetting their biological clocks. They are giving themselves more time to have children. Make no mistake, being a single mother by choice is very different from younger women who find themselves pregnant, perhaps not by choice. Generally speaking, single mothers by choice are older and well-educated. They are usually financially secure and successful in their careers. So, they have the money. What they may not have is a partner. These women find themselves in their late 30s or early 40s, single and wanting children. This is the place in life where writer Carrie Reichs found herself several years ago. She says she did not plan to become a single mother. She says she just did not find the right partner.
Well, you certainly don't wake up when you're a 10-year-old girl and think, someday I want to be a single mother all by myself. So what it was I think I had a set of standards for the partner I was looking for, and I didn't meet anyone that fit those standards. And at 39, I find myself single without children, and I wanted them very much. So I made the difficult decision that I could do this on my own.
She says it was a difficult decision. It meant giving up on the idea, the fantasy, of having the perfect family. In the end, she decided that she had the resources and the temperament or mental ability to do it. The National Center for Health Statistics is a division of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In January, the center published a report on births in the United States. The report states that the birth rate for women aged 40 to 44 generally has risen over the past 30 years. The report states that the increase in birth rates for women aged 35 and over during the last 20 years has been linked in part to medical developments. Modern medicine now makes it easier to get pregnant. Carrie Reichs chose to get pregnant from an anonymous sperm donor. She says the experience was surreal, too strange to be real. There have also been changes in U.S. public opinion toward unmarried women having children. There is no longer a social stigma on a woman having a baby without a partner. But single mothers by choice do have their critics. Conservative groups and social commentators say that choosing to become a single mom is not good for the child, families, or society. Carrie Reichs says this is not a decision women come to easily. She says for many, if not most women, this is a decision of last resort, meaning there are no other choices for them. Carrie Reichs is now pregnant with her second child. I'm Anna Mateo.